Blog Talk Radio.
I can't eat yet, so I got to do the show. But anyway, you can call in at 347-826-7278. For those that were a little slow, 347-826-7278. We got a great show for you tonight. You know, no special guests or anything like that. But, you know, I'll go over the four-quarter game plan. You know, we do have a little game plan here at Four Quarters with Coach Lee. First quarter, we're going to go over USA Lady Eagles football. Second quarter, we're going to go over football camp and conference updates. The website is ready to rock and roll. We can launch it any minute. Hey, it's hot. Third quarter, we're going to come back from halftime. We're going to talk about the future of women's football. Where will women's football be next year? Where will women's football be in 5 years? The future of women's football in quarter three. And then always, like always, fourth quarter is always the Ning board. That's Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com. That is the hot board, the number one board, the networking board of all women tackle football boards. Hey, we got it going on. But anyway, hey, we got to get this game started. We got to do what we do. And but before we go, you know, we always have to start it off with the commercial break. You know, hey, I'm fortunate enough to have two great sponsors who are willing to get behind women's football. You just need to get behind them sponsors. So going to our sponsor page, here we go. First commercial, as always, is Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
We'll pick you up. That's Enterprise. And actually, they are one of our sponsors for the Women's Football Camp and Conference. So, you know what? We're just going to keep rolling this thing on and get these people to jump on board. So, again, pick Enterprise. Why? You know the slogan. And for our second sponsor, Break. We got my all-time favorite Run DMC group singing my favorite song, and it's Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas, everybody Adidas. Gotta get them Adidas, yo. Get those Adidas. But as the game always starts off, it starts off with a whoop. And there is the ball, and we are in the first quarter here with four quarters with Coach Lee. And, you know, like I said, first topic off the bat, you know what I'm saying? We're going deep. We're going deep, deep, deep. You know, we want to hit them real quick and score. USA Lady Eagles football. For all you guys that do know or don't know, I am the National Director for Women's USA Lady Eagles Football Program. Yes, we are a national team. We will be playing internationally, overseas, and here abroad here in the States. We have been working on a good game plan and got a lot of emails regarding what are going to be some of the criteria for being on the coaching staff, being on the actual football team, you know, where we're going to be playing some games at. And I got a lot of people excited about this thing. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I got a couple emails saying, well, ain't that the copycat of the USA football team that the IWFL is doing? I'm going to say no, it's not. You know, anybody can represent the United States if you're a USA citizen. Now, is the USA Lady Eagles sanctioned as the sanctioned team of the country? No, it's not. You know, maybe the IWFL have that deal with USA football, and that's great. Whatever it takes to expose and promote women's football, you know, high fives to everybody. But our program is a little bit different, you know. And actually, a couple of those emails asked me, you know, am I copying them? They copying us? I said, it doesn't even matter. The fact is, we're promoting women's football. From my understanding, and like I said, this is my understanding, that the IWFL USA football deal is for the tournament, which is great, which will represent the United States in the tournament that comes around. I think it's the Football Cup that will be coming around every 4 years. Now, I don't know what their plans are outside of the Football Cup. If they're going to do this every 4 years, then that's great. That's like the Olympics. But some of us ladies will probably miss our calling if we're waiting on that every 4 years, and it's only going to be one team. From what I heard, it's just going to be one team, and it's going to be a selective group of players from the IWFL, Tier 1, if I'm not mistaken. That's just the information that I got. You know, like I said, don't quote me on everything. I'm just passing on the word that I heard, you know, not to stir nothing up. I'm not trying to stir the stew up. Just trying to let you know, hey, I'm open about what I hear and open about what I do. So that's what I'm hearing. Well, our game plan, we've been holding back a little bit because we wanted to wait, one, until our season was over with, and two, you know, we wanted to see what else was going on. I knew that there was going to be some other announcements about some other teams, you know, starting up to be represent the USA in women's football, which is great. Like I said, I have nothing against that. But my direction for the Lady Eagles will be we're going to get four teams here in the United States. We're going to get a Southwest team. We're going to get a Northwest team. We're going to get a Northeast and a Southeast team. So you're looking at 35 women per team. 70 and 70 is what, 140. So you got 140 women representing the United States playing football. And why are we doing that? Is because we want a lot more people to have the opportunity to represent the USA national team or represent the USA. Let me just put it that way so I won't be politically incorrect here, because some people will probably have a cow if I say national team. But we will be representing the nation and going overseas. But our whole plan is to get more women involved in that because, again, it's about promoting women's football and giving women opportunity to play on those traveling teams. Let me put it that way, traveling teams. So we're going to have four regions of teams, and, of course, we're going to play each other. That's going to be the great thing about it. We're going to host the Jamboree in 2000 before we even play the international teams. And the feedback that I've gotten from the international teams, that is great because they're going to be up here in the USA, the great USA, for 15, you know, anywhere between 10 to 15 days, and they're going to want to play more than just one team. And so the way that we got it set up is, say, for instance, we have a team from Germany that comes in, and they're going to be here for 15 days. Well, day number two, they can be down in the southeast region and play the Lady Eagles South. Then 4 or 5 days later, travel up to the northeast and play them. And then 4 days, 5 days later, can go over to the southwest and play the team on over here. So they can get in three games in 15 days. So that'd be well worth their money and effort coming over here instead of just being here 15 days and playing one game and really put a tour on this thing. Also, that gives us opportunity to send one of our teams overseas while we play another team here, up to three other teams. And can do some kind of round-robin situation where we can get two or three teams or even four teams to come over here to the States and do like the Little League, the Little League Championships, Baseball Championships. You know, they have an international division and then they have a USA division. And we can play, you know, a round-robin tournament or whatever. But we got some big plans. Like I said, I've talked to some of my German connections, and they love that idea of being able to come over and play a couple of games. Now, I am not going to coach a particular team. I'm going to focus in on, of course, the showgirls, and I'm also going to concentrate on promoting and developing USA Lady Eagles football. So I will sit in the director's chair and pull things together. But we will be interviewing and looking for coaches in each of those regions. We will set up the actual tryouts for those regions. And, yes, it's open to all women who all play football. You know, there's no league requirement. If you're a good player, you can come out and play. If you play on the team, you can come out and play. We would like, you know, to see footage of you playing to make it a lot easier. What we plan on doing is having what we call, instead of Hell Week, which we should do back in high school, we're going to have Hell Weekends. And let's say, just give you an example, we might have a Hell Weekend in January in those four particular regions. And you'll have practice, one practice on Friday. You have a meeting and a practice on Friday. Then you have three practices on Saturday and then two practices on Sunday and be out of there by, 1 o'clock. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock to head back home to travel back. So we would get in roughly five practices and roughly four meetings. So you're talking about nine football activities over the weekend. And then follow that up 3 or 4 weeks later with another hell weekend, and then start playing a game or two prior to you start camp with your regular teams. The season that we plan on doing is from January through February, middle of March at the latest, and then coming back with those teams at the end of July, early August through September, possibly October, finishing up on some more games with those teams. So that is the concept and that is the idea of what we're trying to put together. It's not what we're trying to put. It's what we are putting together. I'm working on a new website for that as well. I don't have the actual acronyms or the domain name as of yet. I should be locking that down within the next week and building that website and getting that going. And like I said, it's open to all women football players from all leagues and backgrounds. That's the bottom line. And it's here to promote women's tackle football. I've got a couple of announcements to make about the USA Lady Eagles as far as sponsors. I do have three major sponsors that we're signing with by the end of this week. We just had our meetings over the weekend, and they're liking the idea and the concept of what we're putting together to promote women's football. So we'll be making those announcements as well as the website And like I said, we're going to get it done. And each, you know, like I said, they're going to be coached by, you know, different coaching staff, hopefully all-star coaches, some of the best that women have to offer that can head these programs up. And, you know, not quite sure yet. We're talking about giving a coaching staff a year or 2 years to develop their region before another group of coaches get to come in and develop their team. And like I said, we're looking for a minimum roster of 30, maximum of 40 players in the situation. Have we come up with a cost? Is it going to be a cost? Those are some things that we're working on. Those are things that I'm working with the sponsors to help cover, if not help cover, to cover. And that's going to be part of the situation. It's definitely not going to come out of pocket from the player's perspective. We definitely want it to be an appreciation to playing women's football and being an honor to play instead of a hassle and a burden to play. So, you know, like I said, there's some good things going on that we got planned. And like I said, at the end of this month, once I finish the things on my plate, you know, speaking of plates, I'm still smelling that barbecue that I just cooked up, them steaks and chicken. Oh, my kids are killing me. But like I said, we got some things that we're going to be doing. And it'll definitely be more word out there. I'll probably put out a blog tonight on the Ning board, just making that announcement and moving forward, because that's what women's football is all about, is moving forward, taking the yin and the yang and making whatever you can make with it and promoting and making it happen and putting it forward. So, again, if those who are interested in coaching, those who are interested in playing, you can always reach me at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. You can also reach me at womensfootballcamp@yahoo.com. It's another email address, and I'm pretty sure I will have a USA Lady Eagles email address sometime real soon. Boy, as we talk about good news, time just flies. I can't believe that 15 minutes has gone out the box already, and we moving forward. I just can't believe it. But you know what? Hey, that's just an update on the USA Ladies Football. Again, you can always give me a call at 702-764-8878. Again, 702-764-8878. If you got any questions or concerns, definitely drop me a line. I'm always open to new ideas and concepts, and, hey, pick up the phone, make it happen. So we're going to end quarter number one just like that. And like I said, we're going to come back to some more updates, and that's what we got during this whole offseason. Offseason is nothing but updates anyway, so we'll come back to that. I just wanted to give the announcement that, hey, that we are moving forward with the USA Ladies Eagles football program, and I hope that you are a part of it, and I hope you become a fan of USA Ladies Eagles football. Anyway, moving on. We always got to move on, but you know what? Before we move on, let's talk to our commercial folks. Let's make sure they get their just due. So let's get back to Enterprise. Why? Because they're going to pick you up.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah. We always pick an Enterprise because they're going to pick me up. They're going to pick you up. They're going to pick your family up. They're going to pick everybody up. And let's rock and roll with the Adidas. You know I got to put it down like that. Yeah, my Adidas, y'all. That's how we do it. Anyway, my Adidas. Boy, by the time we finish this commercial, by the time we finish these programs, everybody going to be sporting Adidas again. Shell toe with no shoestrings in them. all that. We're going to do it that way. But anyway, let's move on to quarter number two. Quarter number two is football, camp, and conference. Oh, let me tell you, we got some great things on the table for the football camp and conference this year. You know, last year I was a little disappointed because it didn't get the draw that it should have gotten. It didn't get the respect that it should have gotten. And we still put it on and it was still successful. And now people are just banging down my phone. They're banging down emails trying to get more information because they are hungry. Because they went on last year. It took place and it happened. And like I said, I'm tallying up the members that came, the football players, and I want to say that there was 14 to 18 young ladies that made their All-American team or All-Star teams out of that group. And that's a great number. Is it all because of the football camp and conference? Hey, we don't know. But you know what? That was our mission, and that's what we told the ladies. When you leave this camp and conference, we want you to be the best. We want you to be an All-Star. We want you to be All-American. And you know what? That was the mission of a lot of ladies on the team, and we accomplished a lot of things out of that. But the website, oh, man, the website is off the chain. Of course, it's women's football. Actually, what is it? womensfootballcamp.com. And right now it's showing up as under construction because it is under construction. But, you know, I can get you some sneak previews in a hot second. But, again, write this down, womensfootballcamp.com. Any minute now this thing is gonna launch. I'm on the back end of the website and putting up pictures and some other things to make it real groovy so people can see what all took place. But if you want to get a sneak preview, yo, a sneak preview, because it's up live, but it's just under another domain name right now. But if you go to hostedfootball.net/women's_football_camp/, you will be able to be right in the mix. You will be able to see the Women's Football Camp and Conference website. Again, that's hostedfootball.net/women's_football_camp/. So for all you geniuses out there and all you web surfers, check it out. It is hot. It definitely represent what the Women's Football Camp and Conference is all about. It show ladies in action. We're getting up some other pictures from the actual conference. We have the coaches information up there from past coaches. You know, we got the registration page. We got the camp program that we're adding on there. The location with pictures, you know, it's going to be hosted by UNLV at the live sports complex or athletic complex. You know, it talks about us, the women's, the WFCC, which is Women's Football Camp and Conference Board. It talks about contact. It talks about past campers. We're going to upload that information. We got past coaches, past speakers with pictures. What else we got going on? Sponsors are being added on there as we speak. As of right now, our major sponsor is, of course, Enterprise. Why? Because they'll pick you up. And we got two or three more announcements of actually title sponsors. And, again, I'm on the phone 24/7 because I really believe that the Women's Football Camp and Conference is essential to progressing women's football. It is the key of all keys for us to progress in women's football. You know, I thought the Ning Board, you know, the Ning Board is what prompted me to create. Actually, I created the camp and conference, and the Ning Board came in at the same time, and I see how that Ning Board really works. But imagine the things that we can do once we are together. Imagine the things that we can say once we are together. Imagine the things that will appear once you see who the people are behind these names, which makes it so important. But this camping conference is going to be off the chain, you guys. We got several locations. Well, not several. We have two hotel preferences to stay at some great prices. You'll be able to click in. Matter of fact, the Comfort Inn is right across the street from the actual football complex and field. That is the place that I would prefer everybody to stay. That means you can go to the camping conference and walk. You come to Vegas and you'll walk right across the street. Guess what? Just east, across the street east is the camping conference. Across the street west is the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel. So that's where we're at, and it's close to the airport. It's close to the strip. And I want to say the rooms are $69 a night per room. Again, I don't have all the information in front of me, but that's what the website is all about. It's awesome, you guys. And that's one place, and it comes with free breakfast, of course. You know, staying at the Comfort Inn, you always get that free breakfast for fruit, pancakes, waffles, you know, banana nut bread, coffee, orange juice, and that comes in handy, especially when you got to get up early. They also got a hot tub, swimming pool. What else? They got complimentary shuttle service to the airport, complimentary shuttle service to the strip, which is only a mile away, so it's not far at all. So it's dead center where you want to be if you're coming to get the Vegas experience. We also have the Rio Hotel. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get some special packages for the coaches. Well, I know the guests of the camp is going to be there. The guest speakers and guest coaches will be staying at the Rio Hotel, which is about a mile and a half away from Las Vegas. So they'll be getting transported back and forth. But the Rio Hotel is one of the most awesomest hotels here in Vegas. It's just off the strip, one block west of the strip, and we're actually one block east of the strip is where the camping conference is. But they're known for the All-American Bar and Grill, the Voodoo Cafe Lounge, the Masquerade Village and Showroom, the Simba Theater, the Calypso Room. I mean, it's a bunch of things that go on over at the Rio. So, again, it's going to be two areas. That's going to be more like $100 a night, but it is well worth the 600-square-foot room over at the Rio. For those, again, those campers who just come to get their camp on and get their football on, hey, pile up 3-4 to a room over at the Comfort Inn. It doesn't matter, you guys. You're not going to be in there anyway but to sleep for a few hours. But the fact is, it's only $69 a night times, what, three nights. You're looking at, what, maximum $200 with taxes. And you divide that up by four people, that's $50 that you got to spend. Free breakfast, so you don't have to worry about breakfast. We're working on Jason's Deli as being one of the sponsors to do lunch for us. So that will be for the campers and the guest speakers and coaches and management that come. So they're going to work on working on them doing the lunch. So you ain't got to worry about that. So all you got to do is worry about dinner. And dinner here in Vegas, you can get a buffet, what, $9, $10, all you can eat. So you don't have to have a lot of money to be in Vegas. That's one of the reasons why it's in Vegas, because it don't cost a lot to be here in Vegas. But, yeah, it is definitely off the chain. That is some of the accommodations. Once you go to the website, you'll be able to go and click on to TicketLeap.com, which is a registered now button on the site. It will take you to their secured site. You can go straight to the site and sign up. Again, it's limited. We have 380 tickets that we're selling. 380 tickets is what we're selling. And how is that broken down? It's broken down like this based on coaching and everything else. But I'll run it down real quick. Quarterbacks, there's only going to be 20 spots for quarterbacks. There's 100 teams out there, you guys. So only 20 quarterbacks will be able to get into the camp. Running backs, there will be 40 running backs. Wide receivers, 40. O-line, D-line, 40 each. Linebackers, 40. Defensive backs, 40. Kickers and punters, combined, 20. As far as that's for the players. Again, once those spots are filled up, that's it. We're not going to expand it any more beyond that, because we want quality in this camp, not quantity. We're not looking for 100 quarterbacks to be out there, because it's not going to be worth your time to be there and you throw the ball, what, 2 or 3 times. That's not how it works. We want quantity, we want quality. I'm getting these cues all mixed up. We want quality and not quantity. So it ain't all about the numbers. We're not looking for 1,000 people to be here. We're looking at 380 guests. Okay, we got 50 coaching positions, and we have 50 owner/management positions for the actual conference aspect. So again, we got realistic numbers. We're not trying to say that it's gonna get 4,000 people there, and we ain't gonna fake the funk. The bottom line is 380 people for this particular camp and conference for this year. That is our goal. That is the limit. So again, get on it. Get on it quick. Get on it fast. You got to get on it, because you can start by going to the underground website that I sent you, which was hostedfootball.net/women's_football_camp/. And you'll be able to see the website, and actually you can start registering today. There is no time frame, but we are cutting off at November 1st. If there is any more available seats available for the camp and conference, the price will be going up to $225. The camp and conference right now is $150. Well, wow, that's a lot of money. Well, that's a lot of information you're going to be getting. Why we got to pay to go? Because if you want to get the best information, you got to pay for it. The bottom line is you get what you pay for. You go to something free, you don't respect it. You go to something free, you don't get anything out of it. You get what you pay for. And like I said, I'm guaranteeing you're going to get your money's worth in this camping conference. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is you're going to get your guarantee. I mean, your money's worth, you know. So, again, I'm always about numbers. You know, Coach Lee, how much money do I really need to go to this camping conference? Well, you need to pay the $150 plus tax. I think it's $157. $157 is the total in 95 cents or something like that once you go on the website and sign up. Okay, now you need, if you're going to bunk with 4 other people, you need at least $100. I said 50. 50 will cover you. But, you know, be on the safe side, just go ahead and bring 100. That's going to be for your room and board. Like I said, you can get away with another $50 for the eat, because you're going to get a complimentary complimentary breakfast. We're going to provide lunches through Jason's Deli, and then you just got to worry about dinner for, what, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. You're out of there on Sunday. So, again, $100, $250 plus another $50, you're looking at $300 investment to become a better player. Is this a full contact camp? Is some of the emails I've gotten? Yes, it is. You need your helmet and shoulder pads. Do you need your bottoms? No, because we're not going to be scrimmaging. We're going to be doing form tackling, form hitting, in drills against bags and sleds. So it's all about upper body protection, helmets and shoulder pads. If you want to feel comfortable, definitely, you know, bring your braces. I'm working on getting UNLV to use the trainers to tape everybody up, but I don't think we're going to be able to get the tape added for free. So, again, if you want to be taped up, my advice is to bring your own tape. We'll get people to tape you up. We have trainers there. If it's UNLV trainers, then that's fine. If it's not, we'll have trainers on deck. But, again, you definitely need to bring your own rolls of tape. So I would say bring at least 3 rolls of tape a day, so bring another 9 pieces of tape. Bring your practice jersey. But we are working on getting jerseys for the campers. So there will be an offensive color jersey and there'll be a defensive color jersey, because you will be going one-on-ones, line O-line to go against D-line, linebackers against running backs, DBs against wide receivers, and it's going to be a whole bunch of things. And like I said, I get more in depth as we get closer to it, but I'm just giving you the rundown. You know, the camp doesn't start till Thursday at 3:00. But Coach, that's National Championship Day. Yes, it is. But we about football. We about taking care of business, and I'm just going to let you know up front, USC going to win national championship anyway, so don't worry about it. But we have big screens there that you can watch them and stuff like that at the sports complex, and we'll work around the national championship game on Thursday. But the schedule is nice and tight. Introduction from myself, get to meet the coaches one-on-one, well, actually as position coaches, and then go out and practice on Thursday night. will be a practice on Friday. We'll get up early and get to rolling. We got a lot of things on the table, and, you know, again, I got plenty of time to talk to you guys about it, but the main thing is you got to sign up. You can't get better if you don't sign up. And you're going to see me pushing this. You're going to see commercials. You're going to see emails with me on video. You're going to see video from last year being emailed to you. It's going to be on the Ning board. We're going to promote the heck out of this thing. We're going to get 380 people at this camp and conference. And like I said, it's $1.50, but you are definitely going to get your money's worth. It's going to be so much knowledge, so much experience there. You know, I can't reveal the actual guest speakers as of now because we're still in negotiation with price. We're still in negotiation with, you know, dates and times. But we got some hitters up on here. We got some people that all you guys will recognize from ESPN. We got journalists that write for ESPN, the magazine, that want to be a part of this. We got news station anchors want to be a part of this from different networks. That's why we pushed it back to January 7th through the 10th. Last year, it was just bad timing. You know, the college football was still in. Coaches couldn't get away to come speak to you guys on some occasions. Some professional coaches couldn't make it because they were in the middle of their season. At least with us moving into January 7th through the 10th, NFL season is over with. You just got playoff teams. The college season is over with. Matter of fact, the last game is the 7th. So there's a lot of coaches that will be available to come speak to our coaches about coaching football, the X's and the O's. And like I said, I can talk about this all day, you guys, because this is one of my things. I think this is going to take us to the next level. And with that, you know, I'm going to kind of end it. But again, if you want a heads up on the website as of right now, as of Monday at 7:30, you need to go to hostedfootball.net/women's_football_camp/, and you will see what we got cooking. So with that, I hope I was able to get a little excitement going. You know, we got a lot of things going on with the Women's Football Camp and Conference, and you got to be a part of it. If you want to be better, then you need to be there. If you want to be a better football player, then you need to be there. If you want to be a better coach on the field, then you need to be there. If you need to be a better marketeer or owner or management, then you need to be there. There is no excuse. You know, I had some haters last year that talk about women don't need to go to the football camp because they're veterans. And I would say this, because I'm on Blog Talk Radio, that's BS. Everybody out here needs to get better. If you're taking this game serious, then you need to get better. If you want somebody to take you serious, then you need to take yourself serious. You know, you need every skill possible to make this sport better. So I don't want to hear from anybody out there talking about women don't need to go to no camp. That's BS. I don't want to hear from coaches that say they don't need to go to no football camp. That's BS. And I definitely don't want to hear from the owners and management talking about they don't need to go to no conference about how to get better, because that's BS. And you know what BS stands for. But I ain't going to give you no more BS, because I come back to this at another time. We got to move on. This quarter is over with. It's halftime. Let's get back to the commercial break so that we can move on, so that we can move forward, that we can get the going here. So here we go. First commercial, once again, it is my group from Enterprise.
Are you ready? I'm ready.
John? Your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah, you got to pick Enterprise. Why? Because they're sponsoring you guys. Why? Because they're sponsoring this program. Without Enterprise, I wouldn't be here. Without Enterprise, there wouldn't be no camping conference. Without Enterprise, it might not even be no women's football leagues out there. Think about it. Because that's some of the things on the Ning board. But I'm not going to the Ning board. I'm going to the future. The future. The future of women's football. But I forgot my other commercial, yo. See, you got to look at the game plan, and I forgot the other commercial. So let's get back to it. Let's do it, and let's roll.
My Adidas.
that allows me to get a little water break in. You know, talking for 38 straight minutes is like, woo, you get dry. But anyway, yeah, my Adidas, your Adidas, we all got to support Adidas. But anyway, hey, you know, it's kind of funny. As I look at my topics for tonight, we talked about USA Ladies Eagles. We talked about Women's Football Camp and Conference. And now we're talking about the future of women's football. Wow, they all relate for some reason. And I didn't plan it that way. You know, those are just some of the things that I wanted to talk about for this evening. But what is the future of women's football? You know, that is the key. From my perspective, there is so much potential in women's football that is ridiculous. But at times, it seems like we take two steps forward and we take five steps back. Or we drive in this big 4x4 and we get stuck in the mud and it's just spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. You know, we're creating new leagues. We're creating new teams. And this is my spinning in the mud analogy, so bear with me. You know, and it's nothing wrong with spinning in the mud. There's nothing wrong with creating new leagues. There's nothing wrong with creating new teams. But is it improving the product? That's what we need to know. If it's improving the product, then I'm all for it. And I think every intent is to improve the product. So I'm not even going to go bashing anything or anybody or anyone, because I think the intent is to improve the product. Because apparently some people are not happy with whatever, be it the league, be it with the team, whatever, and that's why they're creating those particular entities. But what, you know, in my vision of women's football, you know, a year from now, wow. I think a year from now, we will definitely have over 100 women football teams nationwide. And that's good, because we need more teams out there across the country. I'm sorry for those who don't think so, but in order for this is a grassroots program, you guys. This is grassroots. You just can't be in 20 selective cities and think that everybody's going to pick up on it. You know, and that always relates to me with topics I talked about earlier. You know, teams in your own backyard, or can two teams exist in the same city? The only way that is going to grow is one leaf at a time. We're not going to be able to have a bud over on this side of the United States and then put another bud on the other side and think it's going to come together. We got to put them close together so that we can fill that line up, so that we can have that great Bermuda-looking green grass when it's springtime, instead of that desert landscaping that we got with teams scattered all over the place. And like I said, I think it has to grow from within. It has to grow next to, you know, and then having those teams work together. You can be rivals, but you got to work together. You can put on camps. You can do all those good things together, you know. And like I said, I spoke about this in many days, in many shows. Your true target market is 5 mile, 10 mile radius of your stadium anyway. So if you got that on lock, then you've done your job. Anything outside of that radius could start up again and create another vibrant team. You know, not necessarily say 10 miles, but you know, 20 mile radius, 30 mile radius, something like that, that people can connect. Because those people ain't normally driving 30, 40 miles to come see you play anyway. But the future of women's football is that we have to grow that way. Like it or not, we have to grow that way. The next thing about women's future, the future of women's football, is coaching. Taking those experienced players that put in their time, and I know there's a few players that, believe it or not, have played 10 or 11 years late. I know there's a few ladies on the Minnesota Vixens that have been playing since 1999. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, they've got 10 years on them, 10, 11 years on their body, and they probably was about, I say, 24, 25 when they started. So they're getting up there in age, and they might have even been older than that. But we got to start transitioning these ladies into being coaches. Same thing that happened in women's basketball. You know, men were coaching those games because the men knew the game. Now, I ain't going to say they knew it better, but they knew the game because they had the opportunity to coach the game first. But then you got somebody like Pat Summitt who wind up getting a job at 22 years of age. And she is the all-time leading women's basketball coach. You know, all-time basketball coach, winning coach. I'm not even going to say women, so I'm like all-time. So, again, it needs opportunities, and those are the opportunities. But, again, ladies, you're not going to be able to be a coach unless you go do your homework. Doing your homework is going out there and buying books. Doing your homework is going to camps and clinics. Huh? Did I just say camps and clinics? Women's football camp and clinic, January 7th through the 10th. There you go. That's the start. So, again, that's what it takes. That's the future of women's football. We need to get more of you ladies off the field and into the coaching arena. Okay? Now, the next level or future of women's football is, again, I'm not going to be liked on this one, but I'm going to say it. We got to get younger, you guys. We have to get younger. Overall, younger. Not to say that players that are, you know, 40 and over or 35 and over can't play, but to improve the product, we need a better skilled athlete out there. I was talking to a couple of players basically off of my team as far as our style of recruiting and where we're going with this. Well, we got to take it to the next level. We got to get those athletes that have just left college, 23, 24, 25, 26 years old, just got off the baseball field, just got off the soccer field at a high level, Division I, Division II, Division III. Those are the athletes that we have to recruit. We need those track superstars to come over and play football. You know, we're not getting them because there's no money involved. But that's the future of women's football. We need those shot putters from the universities. We need those weightlifters from the university. We need those volleyball players and basketball players to come out and play. The future of women's football is we have to get better athletically. Because, again, you're showing a product, fan-based product. They want to pay money to see you, but they don't want to see no couch potato football. They don't want to see no powder puff football. They don't want to see no flag football. You know, again, I might not be liked on that situation, but the reality is we got to get younger. We got to have serious athletes out there. And like I said, I'm not taking anything away from those who got the desire to play. You know, you put in the work and you put in the time, you can always get better. But we need some more selling attributes. And again, better athletes, not necessarily they're better because they're younger, but they're better because they're playing at a high level of sport, whatever sport that be, rugby, soccer, softball, track and field, volleyball, badminton, you know, ping pong, tennis, golf, whatever. We need the better athletes to come out there and play ball with us. That's the future of women's football. Do I see women's football being on TV? Yes. Pittsburgh Passion has a hell of a program with Fox Sports Pittsburgh out there. And I hope a lot more of the teams out there take their lead and investigate and find out what it takes to get on TV. I know I have. But the future is we got to get on TV. ESPN, Fox Sports West, you know, the old channel, the whatever channel. There's women interest television stations out there. But they don't want us. We want them. So we got to go pay for them to put us on. You got to realize that. That's the real. Ain't nobody going to pay us to put our product on TV. We got to pay it for it ourselves and show that it's a vibrant product. But the future of women's football, you got to get on the tube, you guys. Well, that's going to be hard to do because I've looked around and seen all the teams out there. I looked at the websites. There's no highlight video of your team, season's over with. There's no updated stats on your website, season's over with. There's no historical status or stats on your website. I know I'm trying to lead by example with the LV Showgirl website. and put at least the top five performances, or as we call our record book. But you got to gather this information. This is stuff that the news people want. This is what they want to know. They don't want to say, oh, I'm going to go see the Chicken Joe versus Alligator Sam, and there's nothing behind it. You got to have some substance behind it. You got to have some stats. You got to have some story leads. You got to have some athletes. You got to say, you know what, this young lady was the top basketball player for her university, averaging 32 points a game. You know, we need those WNBA could-be players. I would love to have them. But the future is we got to get bigger. We got to get faster. We got to get younger. And as I look up, man, time flies. I got 10 minutes left in the show. You know what? We're going to skip commercials because you know why? You know what the commercials are. It's Adidas and it's Enterprise. Why? Because they want you. We want them. And that's how it is. That's how it's going to go down. So let's move on to quarter number four. Quarter number four is Ning Board Hot Topics. We got the Ning Board Hot Topics. And let me tell you, Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com is the number one. Did I say number one? The number one networking board. And I'm hoping that more people get involved and get put more input in. I had a couple of players from my team that, matter of fact, Kerry Mitch, my star quarterback, was talking about getting together with other quarterbacks. You know, and I tell them, well, that's what the conference is all about. At least you get together with at least 19 other quarterbacks. But use the Ning Board to your advantage. Start a quarterback conversation. Start a quarterback group. And make it for quarterbacks to come in. And you guys talk about X's and O's. I mean, we got that for the coaches. We have a coaches board. So, you know, like I said, feel free on the Ning Board to create these groups, you guys. Create things that you want to see. It is our board. This is not Deion Lee's board. It's Women Tackle Football Group.ning.com board. You know? So, what is the hot topic? What is going on the Ning board? You know? I you know what the hot topic has been? Has been the KC Tribe getting a little air time and a little field time for winning the championship. You know? I think that is a hell of a job to get recognized by the NFL team in your city. And, you know, the question was given to the KC Tribe, and I'll read the question for you real quick. You were recently honored at a Chiefs game. Did you have to give them anything for that? The Rams are asking for what I think is a steep price for allowing the Slam to show them.